And we are back. Welcome back, folks. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Fitness, the other F word. Just to start things off, as a reminder, we're not medical doctors and this isn't medical advice. I am your one of your co-hosts, Summer Lee, and my partner in crime, who we've been having a very eventful afternoon so far, is...
You see, before I announce my name, all right, it all doesn't matter, because when you record shows such as this, I just want to say this to everyone out there, when you record things such as podcasts, we record things such as live streams, Zooms, what have you, all right, you never know if the shit's going to work. And you think it's all easy, and you think it's all technology.
Easy, guys.
I got news
easy.
For you. Well, let me tell you something, Kanakas. It ain't. Okay? It ain't. Because we spent an hour trying to figure out something.
Over an hour.
Work. let's not dig the knife in further. Okay. All right? Okay. So at this point, nothing really matters at this point. So we're just going to go with it. And I don't know what I'm going to say. Summer, what's the topic today?
So it's already been established at this point in time, our president has COVID-19. So it's not shocking that we had technical difficulties right before we were going to record. We certainly are in the darkest of darkest timelines. I think we are in an episode of Black Mirror at this point, and I'm not talking about the beautiful, fun San Junipero episode either. I'm talking about the sex with pigs one. That's the one I'm talking about.
All right, there we go. As we all be should. It's a Friday.
Watch Black Mirror. Okay, so today what I wanted to talk to Aaron about, get his feedback on, is social media and how social media is ruining your life.
Well, I can name four other things ruining my life right now.
Yeah.
Let's add that.
We'll add it to the pile. So, but specifically of the things that are ruining Aaron's life at this point, we'll focus on social media. Of course, I am being a little facetious, but I thought it would be a great topic to talk about, simply because, and I think we talked about it the last episode, for obvious reasons, social media usage is up. It's skyrocketed since the pandemic because people are at home. It's a way that people entertain themselves, get information and all of that. But there's always a cost. Yeah. There's always a price to what we're doing. So that's why I wanted to talk to all of you folks and Aaron about, because I think it has a direct correlation to our fitness and our general health. But before we get into all of that and kind of basically shitting on it, I did want to maybe talk to you, Aaron, and see if you have any thoughts about any positives specifically about fitness or health that you found, or even about the pandemic itself. Like, are there any positives before we completely shit on this topic?
Well, based off the day and based off of what just transpired.
Yes.
To delve into the word positive right now, let's see where this goes. Are you drinking your protein water?
Yes.
That's a recurring thing.
It is.
We can get sponsorships. Hello. Yet bring that. Put it out there. Exactly. Don't embellish too much. But I'm just saying the positives, if we really want to go into positives with social media and fitness, the only thing that I can come to mind will be instructional video post situations.
Okay.
But they all come with a catch. Because what is about 95% of these fitness, IG, Facebook, mostly IG, we'll just call it IG.
Yeah.
It's going to be tutorial videos made by women. And it's sex sells. So they're clearly just doing it just to go into some type of sexual position. I don't even know what the other word would be because I'm tired. But like to insinuate sexual positions.
Thirsty. Right? Thirsty positions.
Is it thirsty? Isn't that like some... Well, I guess so. They're driving. Well, social media. Bottom line, it's to get attention.
Yes,
that is the number one reason why you sign up for social media. Anybody else says otherwise, you're lying. So you're signing up for feeling good about yourself by putting posts of things that you like, or your selfie, to get attention, to get people to like it. right?
Right.
So then you're going to have these fitness models who are going to do tenfold because they want to become either an influencer, they want to be either come up, increase their fitness business if they even have one, or they're just into working out and they just want to look sexy so that they can get model bookings on gmail.com. That's it. So you have to maneuver through all of that to understand if that is a legit fitness move or not, if this is person is serious or not. And in, on her end, she's trying to get likes and sponsors and followers and thirst. So it's a it's a hard line to go straight ahead. It's a hard line to follow because you're not going to know what's heads or tails, what's right, what's wrong. That's the problem that leads from this positive that you asked as the first question. You'll find some information on how to do a squat, and then the girl's in a thong, and you're like, okay, who's really looking at the video of her doing the squat, or who's just looking at her in a thong? You decide.
Could be both, right? I mean,
you could be both, right? And I commend any of you out there that are taking this instructional video seriously. But there's that situation. She needs the likes. If she was in baggy clothes doing the squat, she's going to get a lot less views than the girl in the thong. It's obvious.
Yeah, so for sure.
What do you do in that situation? Do you take fitness seriously in that situation when you see this woman doing this? I mean, I guess there's males out there as well that do it, but you know, they'll be like the typical shirtless or whatnot. But then you're going to see a lot more of the women doing it because the sex sells, and they know men will go and drive to this more so. Because women are more mature than men in this whole situation of the sex sales thing. So the men are going to go, right? So
yeah, it's fair to say that I think more men are triggered. Sorry, wrong use of words. But men are more, you know, encouraged to look at the visuals.
Well, right. Because that's how, that's just how men are going to be followed. You're going to see the followers. You're going to see the comments. You're going to see all of these donkeys just writing all these different comments. They're not really caring about what the the exercise is. They're just going to put fire emoji and a pear.
I like the ones that guys do, the emoji of the eyes, the one that's doing this.
You got the eyes, right?
That's I mean,
what are you trying to do here? You don't know this girl. She's like got 50,000 followers.
Yeah.
You and your 100 followers, guy, I think you're going to go walk around and going to post something and be like, she's going to notice me. What's the reason for the comment?
I get chance.
You get chance with your 100 followers living in Kalihi someplace. I'm sorry. Hey, I just want to shout out Kalihi for me delivering laptops to the families. Kalihi.
Find people there. Right.
Camp Shopping Center. I've been there a lot. I like it. I'm just saying these guys are they have these stupid agendas thinking that they're going to get these women's attention or even just somebody with several thousand followers. It's just it's a thirsty situation. So you have that combated with you're trying to legitimately look for an exercise or trying to look for some workout or trying to look for some at-home workout or the booty at-home workout. Or whatever, it's a hard line to follow what is right and what is wrong. And that is the problem from the positive of looking for, to bring it back to the beginning of instructional videos being the positive. So
you're right. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that is one of the big problems is you're trying to find the signal out of all of this noise, right? So hopefully I do have some recommendations of some accounts that I do like, and I'll share why later, towards the end of the show about why I like these particular, accounts.
Well, I'll add one more point here. Okay. Tired. Okay. let me just say this. If you were to experiment right now and anybody watching this thing, listening to this, first of all, good luck. Second of all, I want to say, if you were to do an experiment, say, Summer, yourself, okay? If we did an experiment where you opened up an Instagram account, brand new, fresh, right? Mm-hmm. And you could call it either your real name, you could call it either like Summer Fit 808, whatever. And then if you were to go and start an experiment of, you post a picture, say, of your face, selfie to start.
Okay.
Growing of likes and who shows up. It'll probably be a mixed bag, men, female.
Yeah.
Mixed bag. And of course, if you hashtag it, right? So then you go with the fitness things, the fitness girls who lift. Then you get the following. Then then the second post you do, if it's you in a bikini running or deadlifting or some type of exercise or something, and then you hashtag that again, the same hashtags you did with the previous one, watch the guys come.
True.
You're going to have all these weird accounts. You're going to have these oddball accounts. And they're a lot of like the skebby guys.
Yeah.
Then you have that following. But then for your third post, you then post a picture of you and you either eating, or maybe you're married, or maybe you have a kid or something like that. Or maybe you just post you and your daughter, or maybe post you and your son. The same people that like the one of you in the bikini are not going to like that.
Yeah.
And that's how you differentiate who your demographic's going to be. And then if you do that, you will see the trend of how this grows in Instagram account. And that's what these women are doing. They're playing off of, which is not rocket science.
Yeah.
If you're a woman and you're a fitness person, regardless if you're not a fitness employee or a fitness worker, or if you're just a hobby, if you were to post you doing something in a risque sexual manner, guys will only like that stuff.
Yeah.
You have that tier. And that's just how this goes. It's just because that's it.
Yeah.
And then you have another tier, guys. Okay. And here's the other tier, guys.
Okay.
I told you, you're getting me riled up here. So you have the one guy who actually thinks he's delusional to think that he has a shot with you. So then what he's going to do is not like your post publicly, but then he will direct message you. And then he will say, I love you. I'm going to marry you tomorrow. And let's go off to the sunset. Some bullshit. And then you're going to just either just not reply or just be like, whatever. And then he's going to take it a step further. Right. And then he's going to like pictures of you with your son, pictures of like you with your daughter, pictures of you with your dog, just to be like, I'm have more depth to myself. So then
I'm a
you
real
got
person.
That. Right. So you see the complexity of the social experiment this kind of thing can be.
Yes.
When it's either the person wants to do a fitness page or not. And that's the whole clutter of this whole thing. So if you were to start a fitness page as a woman, is the point I'm getting at, how will you be taken seriously?
Yeah.
What do you do to be taken seriously unless you're working out in baggy clothes every single time? That's the only way, because none of these jerks are going to follow you.
Yeah.
If you're in a bikini doing something, good luck. They're coming. And you're going to have to deal with a bunch of bullshit in the DMs. And I'm sure every woman that posts that kind of stuff is probably dealing with bullshit nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
And then it uses everything up. That's bottom line of what the original question had positive in it. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, it did. But again, this is the darkest timeline of our Black Mirror episode, which is 2020.
Oh, I forgot. We're back to
so it's
Black
fine.
Mirror. Good show.
This is Black Mirror. Okay. You're right. You're right. I think that it's kind of, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you have even an inkling. Sorry, there's a bug flying in my face.
I had that happen last week.
But
annoying, much like these jerks.
Yes. Sorry. Of course.
Good tie in there, Sam.
You know, there's somebody right now, I'm in my condo, somebody is smoking out hardcore.
Oh, here we go. Smoking them up. Let's go. Get
it's
the party
really
going.
Strong. Wow. Okay.
Summer's gonna get high, right?
I know. Live on live.
Summer's gonna jump into her DM and say something.
Yeah.
How's that? Screenshot that. That'll be a good post.
I know.
Preview of this show. Summer DMs herself.
I DM'd myself and I verbally assaulted, harassed myself.
Wow.
I know.
Screenshot.
But anyway, I think if you're a woman and you're trying, you would like to do this, I think that is a tricky part, because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. It's just a matter of trying to manage the amount of grossness that's going to probably be in your life. I think, I don't know. I'm not one of those fitness people, but it seems like it's a tricky thing to do. So I do give a lot of credit to the legitimate sources of information that are out there, but it seems like the ones that have a certain level of legitimacy, to me, again, just my opinion, they actually tend to be focused on helping women. So I don't know if that's, I think that matters, you know, if they're saying, I'm trying to help women get better at fitness or whatever. So,
well, right.
Yeah.
I mean, you have that faction.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, how are they visually portraying themselves? Now you can exercise without showing any risque. You could just be wearing black leggings, for example, and a long black shirt or t-shirt, yeah, whatnot, yeah, and that's fine. That's a neutral situation, right? But then you're gonna see all of these girls hip thrusting their life away in short shorts, if no shorts, and then they got the camera zoomed in right in the middle of their legs.
What is the hoo-ha?
I haven't heard that in a while. What is the angle with that? No pun intended. Why would they do that if they're seriously trying to help somebody? Why would they be like, yes, I'm doing this post to help inform you on how to do the hip thrust, but yet we're putting the camera right over there? That's what I'm saying. What is the mindset? What are they trying to do? Market themselves, attention, inform, trying to help people. It's always cloudy. It's very cloudy. That's the point.
And I think that cloudiness lends itself to kind of the other larger topic that I think is a concern for me about social media, is when you talk about, like you said, that cloudiness. If you are just an average person who's interested in maybe getting healthier, but it's not like you're not like a gym rat or anything, and you see these posts or you follow these certain people, to think about, right. I'm always thinking, well, like, what is that average person thinking, or how is this affecting the way they view themselves, the way they view health, the way they view fitness? At this point, you've helped a lot of people as your clients. So, like, what do you think, if you were to put yourself in your client's position, what do you think they're thinking when they see a post like that? Let's make it kind of more gender neutral. Let's just say it was like a super fit guy, and he's got no shirt on and super tight pants, and he's doing something. And you're Mrs. Kaneshiro, who has two kids, is this, you know, middle-aged woman, and she just wants to get fit. Like, what is she seeing when she looks at that?
Well, women objectify differently than men, right? So women I'm not a woman, but I'm going to say it's not as much as a man objectifies visual, sexual, video, pictures, whatnot.
Definitely.
So I think Mrs. Kanish, right. So she's probably just going to look at what the guy is doing and maybe not even blink an eye, or maybe, but not as much as a said guy would. If you put Mr. and Mrs. back to back next to each other and them looking at both of their Instagrams, based off the personas, you'd probably have the guy following more fitness babes than the woman following more fitness hunks. Because just that, from what I hear people, that's what I see.
I would agree. Yeah.
You're, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think that would be, unless, you know, Miss Kaneshiro got some other issues going on, or she's a desperate woman, or drinks Merlot and looks in the mirror, takes Xanax. But I digress. It's one of the two.
Don't knock it.
Give me a call after. But yes, it's a differentiation between the two genres. It really is the case. Age is a factor too. Relationship or not, what have you. But women objectify differently.
Yeah. And maybe that's also to the point where when I see the post of, you know, a very scantily clad woman doing some kind of strangely, oddly sexual thing that shouldn't be sexual in terms of her fitness on Instagram in particular, I'm always thinking about what a woman is, what message behind that is a woman receiving in terms of what it is. I guess what I'm saying is I'm concerned about that negative influence of this what I'm supposed to look like? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this, especially if you're a young person? I mean, Instagram at this point, I think it skews to, like, what did they say then? It was like 20s to 30s at this point. And like,
it's slowly getting older, but right.
Yeah, but it's still on the young side. And so I'm always concerned about that in terms of if you're not sure about how to approach fitness in general, I don't know if that's necessarily a great account to be following,
Of course.
In terms of giving right. you guidance, even if there is really good information.
Right.
It seems kind of unrealistic, especially if there is no real, what am I trying to say? Like, I do appreciate when certain accounts will be honest about, you know, they're honest about their lives and it's not all picture perfect, or the fact that they're honest about the manipulations they do about on their photos and their videos. Right. I kind of like that. And not because I'm trying to celebrate quote unquote, negatives, but that they're being real.
Right.
And like we mentioned in the preview episode, there's nothing more I hate than seeing a 20-year-old post about motivation and hard work.
Quotes, right.
I'm like, you don't have a, you've never had a 401k, you've never had a mortgage, exactly. you've never had kids. Shut up. No, that,
all of that. Okay. Here's the breakdown with the motivational quotes. All right. All these guys, anybody under the age of 40 posting motivational quotes, there's only one or two reasons why you're doing it. One is you're insecure as hell. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put these posts up to try and make yourself feel good about yourself and to try and be an inspirational person to the other people to get you to get more likes because of that, because you want the attention, because furthermore, from the bottom line, you're insecure. So yeah. that is an issue in that person's self to be posting these bullshit motivational quotes when they've got to still figure out themselves. Most of the right. time when person posts a motivational quote, it's because they're trying to still find themselves.
Yeah.
It's not them trying to help inspire someone. If yeah. they are, God bless you, because about 90% of them are just posting this to fulfill their insecurity and trying to get some kind of fulfillment of trying to feel better about themselves by therefore getting attention from other people to be like, I'm the one who posted this motivational quote. You're welcome.
Yeah.
And that's the sad truth. Because yeah. like you said, there's nobody 22 who should be posting a motivational quote. Did they go to college? They got bought a house? No. They have no reason to do any of this. They're not going to inspire me at 42. Forget it. So therefore, it's a trap. It is very exaggerated. It is just something that is a manipulation to get attention. Back to social media, ground one is attention. And that's it. That's basically it. And it comes down to that. And then getting back to your other point that you made mm-hmm. about if you're a woman and you're younger and you're trying to look at these videos and posts of Instagram models and you're like, do I need to look like this? Do I need to be this way?
Yeah.
And that's very discouraging, because if someone is very overweight and if somebody's like 5'2" and is well over her BMI, they're mm-hmm. they're not going to feel good about themselves, and they're more so not going to be motivated to want to work out. Confidence yeah. will be down. And then thus you have a problem in that sense mentally. So yeah. That is tough. So the honest accounts, like you said, are going to be the ones that you're going to have to maneuver around, because it's hard to maneuver through them around to find that one person who's like, I'm honest. This is me. No Photoshop. No
right,
filter.
Right.
Hard to find.
Very.
Because they don't get as many likes.
They don't. It's very hard to right? find. Yes.
And what kind of attention do they want? Do they want the man's attention, or do they want to really empower women and really help women who are normal women that just want to get healthy?
Yeah.
That's the thing too. The mindset of these people, because they may just want just attention. They give a rip. They just want attention of all these thirsty guys and all these people and just want all this popularity, followers and followers. Come on in. Because right. then once I get my 30,000 followers, then I can go rep my leggings line.
Or my fit tummy tea.
Exactly. Fit tea for everyone.
Stay away from 10%
off. Mention the name Summer. You get 10% off your order. I got it. So that's the difficulty of this.
Say no to tea. Okay. Yeah. You're right. And I mean, so do you think it just would be in general for your mental health? Not that we're mental health professionals by any means, but do you think it would be best just to stay away from like fitness Instagram or?
Well, if you're trying to get knowledge from Instagram in the first place regarding anything, really look into yourself and be like,
okay,
why?
Okay.
Political, health, science. If you're going to Instagram as your primary source, rethink some stuff, because
very
that should
point.
Not be the case.
Yeah.
That should not be the case. So therefore, that needs to be corrected immediately. If you aren't looking at something on a search engine that is leading to some kind of a medical, some type of exercise physiology, some site of just exercise in general that has nothing to do with Instagram. Reconsider. So yeah, Instagram for informative things, be careful.
For fun, right? I mean,
it's for fun. You can get information. I'm not saying you're not, but if that's your primary source for information, that's exactly. A sad thing.
Right.
That's you could make it the third or fourth.
Exactly.
Not the first.
Or maybe that's even if it is the first, because maybe you just stumble upon something, maybe it is the first, meaning you're going to go and now go find more reputable sources, maybe.
And that's fine too. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't let that be the one thing
right.
In terms of when you're getting knowledge, because yeah, it's the wild, wild west. I mean, it is a part of Facebook, yep. And Mark Zuckerberg has made it very clear that he does not want to monitor anything anywhere on the platform. So
you just gotta look out, because it's algorithms. It's a lot of that goes into social media that you may or may not know about. If you click on something, if you look at something, if you like something, it all gets tracked, right? And it'll lead you to something else that's similar. So just you cannot be looking at as primary information. You need to always get a second opinion and always do the research. You're going to listen to us talking right now. Is this the end all be all? No. But then you go and use further research what's going on. You want to find out about the Instagram models that I'm talking about? You go and look them up, and I'll tell you, that's what it is. And if you can agree or disagree with what, so be it. But I'm going to tell you, that's what you're going to find.
Yeah, so, I will agree that that's what you're going to find.
So that's, yeah. Well,
and I think it's important to, in terms of, again, if you are just an average person, you just want to learn more about fitness and stuff, I think it's worth figuring out a couple things, in the sense of, the first thing is to kind of figure out what it is you want in your health and your fitness. Because if you're saying you do want to get as lean as a physique competitor, that's very different than if you're just saying, I don't even necessarily want to lose any fat or anything. I just want to be more healthy. I want to be able to, you know, move and jump without getting tired. That's a completely different goal. So what I'm afraid of, and what I don't want people to do, is jump on Instagram and see these quote unquote, you know, fitness models and stuff and think that is what being healthy is, because that's not necessarily the case. Health and fitness can look like a lot of different things, depending on your goal. I mean, would do you think that'd be fair to say, Aaron?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their story. Everybody's got their journey, right? And you got to go accordingly. And you can't be like anybody else. No one can be you. You can't be them. And you go with how you feel and your comfort, and push forward. You know, every week is a different week, one week at a time.
And I think the other thing too is to pay attention to how, I know this is going to sound a little woo-woo, but pay attention to how a post or an account makes you feel when you read it. And what I mean by that is, if you feel bummed out after reading something or seeing something, I would explore why it makes you bummed out, because that's happened to me in the past as well.
Really?
Yeah, in the sense of, and I'll give a specific example. So I don't know if it's still the case, but it's definitely been the case where the push on Instagram is for like the very curvy but still athletic build for women, right? Big booty, big boobs, teeny tiny waist. It's all about the butt. So like for myself, I'm not built like that. I'm built like a stick. I have no hips, and I'm basically flat chested. So I'm built more like a guy. And so even though I'm a grown ass woman and I'm very comfortable in my own body, I would see some of these posts and it would be like, I will never look like that. So it took a lot of kind of introspection on my part to figure out that doesn't really,
of course,
you know, just to be grateful and accepting of your own body.
Right.
And it might even mean to not follow those accounts anymore, you know, if it doesn't
serve you
in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't like it, leave, you know?
Yeah. I think that's something to think about. If it makes you feel bummed out, then stop following it. You don't have to follow anything, you know?
That sums it up, really.
Yeah.
Just have the the push to unfollow it.
Right.
Just look at what you don't like and don't like and like and don't like and unfollow if you, yeah. it doesn't agree with you. That's bottom line. So.
But I think the, yeah. the other thing too is along with that is you don't also necessarily want to be stuck in an echo chamber. I'm guilty of that myself in terms of with politics and stuff, and it can happen with, oh, right. with fitness as well.
Of so course,
you don't,
right.
you want to just be aware of why you feel the way you feel and then why you're making a decision to follow or not follow or to listen or not listen. I think that helps for everything.
That's very true. Yes.
Yeah, because then there are some weird areas of the fitness world you can kind of get sucked into if you right. just start following those echo chambers, you know, whether you're
so I'm looking through some. Yeah, I'm looking through some of these chambers now.
Okay.
And just to see, I'm currently on Instagram just to see, you know.
Yeah,
what's,
yeah.
It's basically everything we described. So if there's any type of confirm you want, here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is it.
Yeah.
I just looked through them all right now. And then, you know, let's not get started on them doing the reels.
Yeah.
The new option of Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is taken off.
Like that was gangbusters. Instagram's response to TikTok, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And it obviously it works. And the advantage of doing that for the people that do not know is if you record a Reels, it will be mm-hmm. automatically placed in the Explore section of Instagram, meaning millions will potentially be able to see it without any hashtag or anything. So if you go to the search function, the little circle yeah. on the bottom, and it'll show you a bunch of who to follow, who you may like this account. And usually it's going to be all women in bikinis or women twerking.
Right,
it's going to be, I'll pull it up right now. It's going to be literally all these reels of women twerking. Let's take a look. I'll show it to the screen if I can do it. I'll show you right. Well, this you're not even able to see it. It's all these women. Look at these bras.
Oh no, see? You're right. I can see. Yeah.
All bras. Okay. So that's
yeah.
it. And that is an increase to get attention. So now guess what all the women are going to do? They're all going to make a reel.
Yeah.
It's a short little spurt, little video, TikTok-ish, and thousands of likes, 20,000 views, attention.
Yeah, and that's true.
These women are going to do that, and they already have.
Yeah.
Increasing the gasoline to the fire. So.
Yeah, it is a self-perpetuating yep. thing. That made me that's think, it. Though, also, the other thing to just keep in mind, because this whole thing is about attention, right? Like Aaron was saying. So the other thing too is to just keep in mind, especially if it's for an account that they're selling something like a product or a service.
Oh yeah.
The people who are the models or the spokespeople, they clearly work out. They clearly work very hard for their physique. But there might be a good chance that they are on gear. Okay, so just keep that in mind, that you might buy and follow everything that these people do in terms of what they eat, what they work out in, what
right.
they wear, and you will right. never look like them because allegedly some of them are on gear. Gear meaning they're on some kind of performance enhancing drug, which is illegal.
Right.
They're never going to say that, but just keep that in mind.
Right. There's a lot you don't know. There's a lot of all this. Like they could be recommending a supplement.
Yeah.
They may not even take the damn thing. They're just getting subs sponsorship just to go promote it because they got 20,000 followers.
Yeah.
That's how you got to read between the lines of everything.
And that's guys and girls. It's guys and girls. Yeah, okay. So it's not just those both. Juiced out dudes with the giant muscles. It's also the women.
It's
involved.
All. So, yes.
Yeah. So just be careful of that too.
It's a lot of maneuvering. It's a lot of going through the maze and just use logic and read between the lines and common sense. And it ain't easy, but look at the little hints. There's hints everywhere.
There are. But I think yeah. that lends itself to, if you are confused, if you are confused, first of all, that means that you hear the siren. Yeah. That's the
wait, you had a siren?
Gang. Oh. You can't hear it in my mic?
I have a siren on my end. You're telling Aaron, me we both like had sirens at the same?
Yes, we live like down the freeway from each other. When you film from outside, I'm like, I know where you are.
Hey, shout out behind the scenes talk.
I'm like,
shout out. Let's not have people invade our house.
Okay, oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we all live in Waimanalo. It's in Waimanalo.
This is West Side.
Yeah.
West Side, the best side, the only side.
Yeah. That's right. Why not?
Okay.
Right by the Cornet store. Okay, what was I saying?
We don't live
if you are each other. If you are confused, that probably means you were curious.
The city is ours.
The city. Okay.
We belong to the city.
If you're confused, that means you're curious about something and you went and you looked up some information. This is a perfect time to ask if you have a trainer in your life, or if you were going to see somebody in terms of going to some kind of a class or something. They're the people to ask. They're the people to inquire about this type of stuff. And really, they're the people you want to help you on this. You don't want to be doing this by yourself. If you don't love it, I mean, in my case, I like I said, I'm a giant nerd. I love reading about this kind of stuff. But I know that most people aren't like that, or you don't have the time. You've got kids and a full-time job and stuff. So go talk to somebody who does know this stuff, who can walk you through all of this. Otherwise, you know.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. That's why if it was, because everybody else would be doing it, right?
Right.
It's the bottom line. And if not many people do it, then you're going to hear sirens. And that might be you in there.
It's still going. Like, where is this?
We don't live near each other. No, we don't. So bottom line is you just need to maneuver around. No, we don't. The bottom line, it ain't easy. Research, much like any topic. If you're going to get into any topic, religion, politics, fitness, science, whatever, do your due diligence and researches so that you know as much as you can, so then you can be as confident with pursuing it further.
Yeah.
And that's really all one can do, because it comes down to willpower. The whole key to all this is willpower. It's either you're going to do it or you don't. It's either you want to work out or you don't. It has to come from within yourself. Psychological factors notwithstanding, it comes from willpower.
Yeah. But I think it certainly helps if you have the means to do it, I highly suggest you don't do it alone. I mean, even for myself, starting on this journey, it took me starting to work out regularly with, the best fan in the world of the show, Irene Morrow. Shout out Irene. But she was the one that told me to go start training with our mutual friend, Aaron JT, as my coach. I didn't start doing this on my own. So think about having somebody help you with this kind of stuff, because this is not easy, like Aaron's saying. So don't do it alone if you don't have to.
That's the best option, and that's a different type of social.
Yeah.
Theme of today was social media. Let's talk about a different kind of social, just social interaction.
Social interaction. With
someone. Getting to know someone that has the same interest or interests, build relations, and then they can help you.
It can really help. It's a game changer. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Totally agree.
For sure.
Totally agree.
Okay.
Well, before we get arrested, anything you got here,
I think that's a good, we'll revisit this from time to time, but we wanted to just kind of introduce our crowd to how we kind of feel about social media. I think, what I'll do, I think, is I'll give you a few recommendations for some accounts that I do like. I'm going to give you their Instagram handle or whatever you call it, but all of them have like YouTube channels and stuff like that. I won't give a lot or anything. So these are my recommendations. Okay. So Aaron doesn't know about these. This is not his, this is specifically just me saying this. I just make it clear.
Okay.
So the first one is, the account's name is Meg Squat. So, M as in Mike, E as in Echo, G as in Golf, S as in Sierra. So Meg Squats. So she markets mainly to women, trying to get them stronger. Her big thing is you want to be bigger, not smaller. Like bigger meaning bigger and stronger. So I really like her stuff. It's very accessible. She's really friendly. She knows her stuff. She used to be a competitive power lifter. That doesn't mean you have to be one. Next one is it's studio.jibby. I will spell Jibby. I could be completely demolishing that. It's J I B as in boy, B as in boy, Y. J-I-B-B-Y.
Home workouts.
Yeah, home
workouts. She's a blogger. Right.
Yeah. So if you just want a quick home workout with like body weight stuff, I like her stuff.
Right. Okay, very good.
A couple more here. So next one is Steffi Cohen. Steffi, S-T-E-F-I-C-O-H-E-N.
She's a doctor.
Physical therapist, yeah. So she was kind of like my my woman crush for a long time because she's like 5'2", 115 pounds, and at one point she deadlifted 400-something pounds. She's a world-class powerlifter.
I'll DM her later. Take it into account
that her physique is unique. Okay, I'm not saying that's what you're gonna look like.
Okay, I'm watching footage of her now.
Yeah. She has, but she's very informative in terms of like nutrition and training and recovery and stuff like that. And then the last one is just if you want more of those types of HIIT bootcamp style workouts, BJ Gador. He used to be the editor for Men's Health. BJ G A D D O U R. He's on Instagram and YouTube. Just if you like workouts and stuff like that.
There you go. Yeah. He's verified. He's got the blue check mark.
So yeah, he does have the blue check mark. Yeah.
He's a fitness trainer. It says the best home workouts he's got.
The best. Yeah. He is marketing oriented, just FYI. But his stuff is not bad. If you just want to do something fun.
Got it.
Right. And that, do you have any like Instagram accounts you after we destroy Instagram?
Much like last week's reveal and how much I just really love Instagram today, I have one account, maybe a couple, Hungry Hungry Hawaiian. Whole Hungry Hungry Hawaiian at. I think it's very informative of the city and county of Honolulu and the Aina. We have Broke the Clout. Mm. Furthermore, informative, city and county of Honolulu. I have no one, Summer. There is nothing. Okay.
Those are really good. I like both. I like both of those.
Everybody's following them. It doesn't matter. Okay. But I'm just, it's a weird situation to follow. I mean, I'll follow. What would be the reasoning for me to follow? Would be to, if it's a fitness thing, it's going to be to learn something. So if it's going to be something to learn something different, I'll do it. Or if it's somebody that I know.
Yeah.
It really comes down to one of those. I'm just not into the fitness Instagrams.
But I think that kind of makes sense. I mean, it's kind of like when I was a financial advisor, I wasn't necessarily following.
You're not watching the money Instagrams, are you?
Yeah, I was like, I know what you're talking about.
Financial advisor 808 or something.
Yeah, so I get it. If it's your world, like why? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you for a song recommendation because, again, you are psycho.
Is this a weekly thing? We're going to ask for music every week?
I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to come up? No, because I know you don't have any.
Well, you just brought it up.
Recommendation because I.
Then what do I do? Well, wait a minute. Then what? You're going to say a song? Then what am I supposed to do? Just sit here and nod or something and laugh?
That is a fantastic choice.
All right. Run with it. Go with it. Let's go. Go.
This is a good. Last week we did a warm-up song or like a cool-down song. It was a cool-down song. This one is a good, I think it's a good warm-up song where like you want something kind of mid-tempo and it's going to kind of ramp you up nice and easy, but not make you go balls to the wall yet. So I'm obsessed with Run the Jewels. Their latest album came out.
But like it's the hip-hop.
A month ago, I think. Yeah. I think hip-hop's really good for warm-up songs. So what's that?
Sorry. People on the audio heard this. I'm just saying this is a hip-hop. You enjoy the hip-hop music. You know,
I do. I do like
you, Summer.
The hip-hop. And,
rap music. Yeah.
Run the Jewels. They're my favorite group right now. So the name of the song is Just. So it's spelled J-U and then the $T. And they have Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine on it.
Rage. There you go. All right.
Really good song. Loves them. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good warm-up song. Warm-up.
Okay. Correct.
Warm-up song. I will give my training song next week. It's Probably one person is going to like it. It's going to be very intense, but I just love it so much.
Wow.
It's my deadlift
That's
song.
Not another, really, that another teaser, everyone. Teaser, you know what she said there? She said it's going to be really intense and none of you are going to know it. Now, if that doesn't draw you in.
I don't know what.
Because I'm not going to give you a song. So she's going to give you a song.
It's just me. It's just me.
It's just me. And therefore, right. This concludes.
Wait,
this concludes episode 2. Oh, what?
What is coming up? For the week.
Oh, Ooh. This other program?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Jeez, you got that right. Did you even pay attention to what Megan Kyle said her song was? Were you even there?
No,
I asked her what her song was.
I know. I was in class. I have night class every single day.
You're in class 24 hours a day. You're in class right now. Right? Let me tell you, school's in session, sister. Okay, anyway. I asked the question to Megan Kyle. I said, okay. Megan, what is the song? Seriously, what do you like?
Okay.
And then she, of course, started off because she's local, and the prediction was she was going to say it in a local fashion. You know. So she did that. And then she was like, you know, I don't really listen to any music. I listen to quiet. I'm so busy. Not like what I was before. Basically was her answer. So she did not technically give a song. She says she likes to listen to silence. One vote for silence. And she likes to listen to calmness. And just, I think she mentioned NPR. Something along the lines of that. No twerking. Nothing bending over, nothing putting her hands up like she don't care. Megan Kyle, ladies and gentlemen.
No hands in the air like you just don't care, huh?
No, yeah, she does. She doesn't care about music.
I don't know then if I can vote for her.
Well, that's a real strong statement. You're making a very strong statement right here at the end.
Don't hurt me.
So that was what. So, yeah.
Coming up this week.
Let's make it. Yeah. So this week, yep. Besides this show, we have Wednesday Mr. Keith Amamiya, who just
right.
recently, I just posted a TikTok just as right before we started this thing. So enjoy that, people, whenever this comes out. Keith Amamiya doing TikToks. He will be there this Wednesday night, 6:30. We will have there for after that, Steve Alm. Steve, the god of rock, Alm, because we predicted because he's highly...
CCR, dude.
And then
lots
after
Eagles,
that,
lots of Eagles, I bet.
Yes, we said this, yes. And then Cochran, what's the guy's name? Life is a Highway. Who sang that?
Oh, Eddie? Is it Eddie Cochran?
No, what was it? Tom Cochran? Was that Tom?
Yeah,
Cochran?
It's Tom Cochran.
It probably wasn't, and we just butchered it. And then the week after that is Rick Blangiardi. That is going to be October 21st. Correct. That was a great dance. Shout out to people watching. You will be on. And then there you go. You're just on fire today. And then because we got these sirens going on. That's the lineup. We got some surprises in between. I'm still finalizing a mental health show, Mental Health in the Pandemic Part 2. We got that coming up. I'm going to have a therapist join me to talk about mental health. It's not going to be just me telling you all.
That'll
shout
be awesome. Tune into that, gang.
So we have that. And we just keep things rolling as we're heading toward the election. That's kind of who knows what's going to happen. Literally, who knows?
Hell knows at this point. Yeah,
literally. So there you have it.
Never a dull moment.
Nope. So, yep. This was quite the recording.
Yes. It's always a great, exciting recording. It's never a dull moment when
we
record.
Especially when we do things before it. So therefore, yes, this concludes. I think it concludes. Sam, are we done?
Yes, we're all done.
All right. Take us out.
Okay.
Sign us off.
Yes. Thanks, gang. Tune in next week and stay safe and wash your damn hands.